I woke up.
Okay.
I know my sister down there, she rolled off the bed down there on the floor.
Really?
Yeah, but she was wrapped up in the blanket and all, it didn't hurt her. Well, she had been a very high bed hit, it would have hurt her big.
Yeah.
She tickled me. I liked her. I hated to laugh. I told her she could have. Well, she could have been a high bed and fell on the floor, not wrapped up in a sheet or a blanket or something. But I dreamed the other night. I don't hardly ever dream, but I dreamed the other night. I thought my husband was on the bed, you know, and I woke up crying, and I said, went to get him, you know, and I said, well, I know he's on here, and I woke up, and I said, what in the world made me do that? It made me feel bad. I was just crying like a whipped chummy. I did. I could see him so plain, and I went to reach for him, and it's all true.
That
made me have a bad feeling. I woke up, and that's a squall. But I hardly ever, but one time, after he died, he come to my bed, and he talked to me. I could hear him just as plain, but it was just like that. But I hadn't seen him late until that night. I like to see him on that bed just when I see you. I don't know what made me do that, but I was just boohooing. And all at once I said, my Lord, where did he go?
Do you think people can, visions or things can come to people in their sleep?
I don't know. I've seen him two or three times since he's been gone. Just like I'm looking at you and talk to him. Yeah.
Say if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor, you say you
touch the floor.
Or you, if it's real heavy and loud, you say you.
You mean you put your foot on the floor?
Yeah, but real hard. You call it.
Bumped it.
Or you
set it down.
Yeah, but you say stamped or stomped.
Stomped. You can say stomp or you can say set it down either way.
Okay. Say if you see someone at church and you want to go home with them, you might ask, may I?
Ask me to go home with them?
Yeah, say if a boy sees a girl at church, you might say, may I? What, you home, may I?
Take you home.
Okay. To get something to come towards you, you take hold of it and...
And bring it to you.
And
pull it to you.
Okay, and the other way would be...
Push it.
Okay. You might tell a child, now that stove is very hot, so...
When you touch it, you get burned.
Yeah, so you said don't
touch it.
Okay. If you needed a hammer, you might tell someone go.
Get it.
Okay. Do you remember games you used to play when you were little?
I don't know, they put checkers down, you know, something like that. I remember playing checkers. They used to have corn put here and there, and then they'd jump, you know, pick up that. Something like that. We used to play like that.
Do you remember games where people would hide and maybe one person would count and all the others would?
Yeah.
What was that?
Hide and go seek.
What did you call the tree that you could touch and be safe?
Could be what?
Maybe there'd be one tree or something you could run to and touch and you'd be safe.
Well, I don't know. Just calling how big the tree was.
Yeah, what would you call it, the base or the home?
You could call it either one. Yeah, you could have that tree for your base, or you could call it home when you got back there, you see. Either one would be all right.
What about when people play football? The thing they run toward is the...
The base.
Or the...
The goal.
Okay. You say you throw a ball and ask somebody to...
Catch it.
And you say, I threw the ball and he...
He caught it.
He said, I've been fishing all day, but I haven't...
Caught any.
Okay. You might say, there's no need to hurry. If I get there first, I'll...
Be all right.
Or I'll wait.
I'll wait till somebody comes.
But say, there's no need for you to hurry. If I get there first, I'll wait.
For them.
Okay. Say if a man was in a good mood, you might say he's in a very good...
Well, he'd be in a good mood.
Any other word you'd say besides mood?
Well, he'd be... Well, I don't know what you'd call it that way. Well, he'd be